Does the NRMA support councils having the power to reduce speed limits?
No, we do not. The NRMA's position has been consistent on speed limits. We believe that any changes to the speed limits need to be consistent across the state based on an evidence approach around data, the performance of the road, the crash history of the road. So what we want to see is a consistent approach across the state. And the challenge that we face by allowing councils to arbitrarily cut speed limits in areas within their LGA is that you lose that consistency, it creates confusion in the network, and it delivers poor outcomes for the community.
Some local councils are arguing that they are better aware of the safety risks in their local road network than the state government, which is why they want the power to reduce speed limits. What do you make of that argument?
You would expect that councils would have an understanding of local roads in their area. That has always been the case. Nothing has changed in that regard. However, that doesn't justify moving away from a consistent approach when it comes to the state speed limits, because we're not 128 individual. We're not 128 individual councils. We are one state, and as we know, drivers don't just stay within one local council. And when you allow 128 different councils to effectively apply their own rules when it comes to speed limits, it creates confusion. It's inconsistent. It can lead to motorists inadvertently being fined because they don't know the speed limit in the local area.
I also spoke with Bicycle New South Wales CEO Peter McLean, who disagrees with the NRMA's concerns. He says giving councils the power to lower speed limits is essential for creating safer streets, and argues that slower speeds don't confuse drivers, they save lives. You've expressed strong support for councils being able to reduce speed limits. Why do you think they're best placed to make speed limit decisions?
Well, the largest network of road assets right across New South Wales and indeed in the city as well is actually local council. So all of the local smaller roads and urban roads in our city are all, generally speaking, owned and managed and maintained by councils. So they're responsible and they know them really, really well. And the speed limits, though, under the current legislation is mandated from the state government. So essentially, what we see is an opportunity, and I think a number of the councils agree, is that we should empower councils like they do in Europe and plenty of other areas around the world, empower councils to have a lower default speed limit. So if they were able to demonstrate a certain criteria, they could actually make the decision to reduce that speed limit in urban areas themselves.
I spoke to the NRMA earlier, who argued that inconsistent speed signs could confuse drivers. How do you respond to that concern?
Well, there's already inconsistent speed zones absolutely everywhere, and they're already completely inconsistent, and this would actually bring about more consistency on our local streets in certain areas. So in certain councils, what we would see more of is actually greater consistency, which is obviously a fantastic thing, not just for car drivers, but all types of road users, including, of course, pedestrians, as well as bicycle users as well.
Do you think if we reduce speed limits any further, it could frustrate drivers or cause backlash? I think some would say 40 kilometres is perhaps too slow.
There's always going to be some car users who might have that opinion, so I don't shy away from that. I would note in the average speed limits, speed distances and speed averages in peak hour traffic is well below those speeds anyway, so people aren't actually going to those average speeds. When these things are changed, there's a lot of data collected on what the average speed of vehicles is at all times during the day, which is very, very interesting data to collect. But ultimately, car drivers need to be reassured that by perhaps driving 10 kilometres lower, whether it be 50 to 40 or something like that, they are actually saving lives. So we're donating perhaps a few seconds, 10, maybe even 20 seconds of our time. We might save someone's life with that donation of a very, very small amount of time.